Ooh, spooky. Spooky! Happy Halloween, everyone. Hope you're having a good start to your day. I wonder what percentage of adults woke up today not remembering that it's Halloween, which I got to think is a higher percentage than kids.
Let me tell you, any adult that has a young kid definitely wakes up knowing it's Halloween today. I've been hearing about it for like a month straight.
That's tremendous.
My kids have a half day, both of them.
My daughter's off today.
Wow.
Yeah, parent-teacher conferences.
Nice. What a celebration.
We're going to the parent-teacher conference, out to the burbs, to my mom. It's going to be great.
I do not miss parent-teacher conferences.
No, yeah, that's less fun.
Do you think the school scheduled both your situations intentionally?
100%.
Yes. Interesting.
Yes. Well, you know, since Clark goes to Roman,
good job
he's off
them,
tomorrow
it is,
for
I agree.
All Saints Day.
Yeah, yeah.
So he's thrilled about that.
Yeah, yeah. All right, so look, here's the deal. Today, by the way, when you call in at 215-592-9494, and we ask you, are you in on Sirianni? Do you think he's a good coach? Are you ready to say that maybe as recently as 2 weeks ago you were coming down too hard on him? Not that he didn't deserve criticism, but people that act like he's the worst ever. I do think took it too far. That plus the Sixers, plus your chance to win a $100 gift card today to Star Restaurants. Purchase at any Star Restaurant or online at stargiftcards.com. A cool giveaway today, $100 gift card, obviously, to go get some good food. Great food. That's a wonderful thing. So here's the day. Here's the deal. In honor of Halloween, which is a cool tradition, but obviously a very strange one. I mean, the whole thing is strange. I ask you today at 215-592-9494, what else is a strange tradition? Now, I want to throw this caveat in. James, tell me if you think this is a fair way to put it. A current tradition, ongoing, or a recent tradition. Like, let me give you an example. Wing Bowl.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Doesn't exist, but it's recent. I'm not asking for something from 2,000 years ago in Roman times. Yeah, I'm sure they had all sorts of weird traditions. But, like, in the modern times... Weird tradition, strange tradition, Wing Bowl, it was odd. I mean, it was, let's have a four-hour show and have a bunch of people eating wings and then throw in strippers and this and that and blah, blah, blah. Like, hey, Wing Bowl, take over the Wells Fargo Center. All right, so give us a great answer for what is a strange tradition in honor of Halloween. Best answer, person's going to win the $100 gift card. John, what are you thinking here today?
Well, I have to personally gorge on sauerkraut every year until I feel sick. Like, I have to stuff myself with as much sauerkraut and pork as humanly possible on the first day of every year. Otherwise, I believe it won't be as lucky a year as I want it to be.
Like, that is strange.
For whatever reason,
that's
I
weird.
Don't know. What.
The smell of it is horrible.
I don't think that you guys follow this.
No,
you don't,
we don't.
Subscribe
no.
to this
no.
the
no.
way that I
no.
do.
No.
This is very important to me. And maybe this has something to do with the fact that, like I said, I found out I'm 1.5% Italian.
That's
I
probably what it is. Yeah.
1.5%
yeah,
Italian,
sense.
But
yeah.
60% German. So this must be the German.
It's
part.
More the German. I don't think Italians are eating sauerkraut.
That's yeah. funny. Yeah. All right, so give me an answer. And everyone, 215-592-9494, a strange modern tradition.
Yeah, it's strange to me when you wake up in the morning and say, I'm going to go do a tradition where I could die. And if nothing else, I could seriously injure myself. Running with the Bulls
yeah.
is a strange tradition.
Big answer. Big one. Could have won. Rhea, what do you got for an answer here?
I love going to Jewish weddings for the horror dance when they put
yes.
the couple up on the chairs. Because, James, I'm not going to lie, I've been to many. I still am waiting for someone to fall.
Yeah, I've never seen someone fall. I've seen spots where you're like, oh, no, they're going to fall. And then they don't fall. But I've never actually seen someone fall yet.
It's so much fun.
Even Joelle did not fall.
Yeah, they did.
A couple years ago, he was at that wedding.
Him up?
Yeah. All right, let's get a lot of calls in here. Are you ready to say Sirianni's better than you thought? You ready to give him credit? Give us a strange tradition and your reaction to the various things that happened yesterday with the 76ers, with Nick Nurse, Joel Embiid. What a debacle. Will in Northeast Philly. Will, good morning, pal.
Voltron, how y'all doing?
Great, Will. How are you?
I'm great, man. Long time new here. You know, I'm always listening to y'all every morning, man. And I,
good.
You know, like I said, I always appreciate meeting y'all and, you know, sticking with me through the show.
So are everything's good? It has been a while.
Yeah, everything's great, man.
All
just,
right.
you know, working hard, that's all. Working hard.
Good man.
I would expect
all right,
nothing
what do you
less.
Got, Will, what do you got on the birds?
All right, the birds with Sirianni, right? What I do appreciate from Sirianni is he always do what it takes to win. No matter whether they...
I agree with that. Know, he tries to, at least. I agree with that.
Yeah, he's trying. He's always trying. But, you know, what I appreciate about him, no matter what people say about him, he's still, you know, want to do the right thing to help the team better. And the thing is, he took his own advice, you know, let everybody do their job. And now he's doing his job. He's letting the coordinators do their job. He's doing his job on the press conferences and in the locker room. And, you know, the preparation now is so much better. You know, what he did in 2022, and let's not forget, and I'm going to land real quick. Let's not forget that he was one of the best coaches and Jalen was the best quarterback in the Super Bowl, analytically.
Jalen was amazing. Look, I don't think they lost that Super Bowl that much because of Sirianni. I do wish he had gone for 4th-and-2 in the fourth quarter. I thought then it was a mistake. I still think it was a mistake. But, I mean, to me, that Super Bowl was primarily lost because the defense did not play a good second half. And, unfortunately, and I'm not criticizing Jalen here, him dropping the ball was a monumental play. And then there's the field, and then there's the flag, and then blah, blah, and then Patrick Mahomes. Like, to me, Nick Sirianni was way down on the list. Now, I do think Andy Reid, you know, outcoached him, but not in a way that I'd say Sirianni cost him the game. Like, that wouldn't be fair.
No, I can't say that either. In preparation and practice and execution win games, and that's what they're doing now.
Will, give me a great answer for a strange tradition. There's some big ones.
Okay, I believe only Philadelphia has this tradition, the naked bike riding tradition.
That's a great answer, dude.
That's a really good answer.
Have you ever seen it? I've never seen it.
I've seen binoculars.
No. Oh, God.
I've been
on the street, and it came by, and I didn't know it was happening at the time. Emily and I, and we were like, what the hell is happening?
Yeah,
it was a true shock.
About this? You know, when at Michigan, they have the naked mile where people go and run for a mile, and they'll wrap themselves with, a wrap. You know,
okay.
Plastic wrap
in some
cases to keep things in, I guess. I can't imagine. Oh, I cannot imagine the bicycling thing in some ways.
Well, think about
this. Is very troubling.
I know what you're talking about.
Well, think about the person that, you ready for this? The person that rents the bike.
Oh dear God.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? Some people probably rent it.
I can't get my head around this.
But it is a wild tradition. Look, it's a great answer. The naked bike ride is a good first answer out of the gate. Speaking of answers, more from everyone listening right now, 215-592-9494 from our callers. Plus, something Nick Sirianni said earlier this week. We'll play that coming up in 1 minute.
If you are dealing with aches and pains, schedule your appointment today at novacare.com. Also, don't forget, tune into the WIP Morning Show at 8 a.m. for the name you need for a chance to win Eagles tickets for this Sunday from NovaCare Rehabilitation. For more than 30 years, NovaCare has been the Delaware Valley's hometown leader in physical therapy, hand therapy, and sports medicine. They have more than 200 convenient locations in Greater Philadelphia and South Jersey. And to learn more about the benefits of physical therapy, schedule an appointment today at NovaCare.com. They'll get you back to work, sports life, and they'll help you stay healthy all year long. NovaCare Rehabilitation, recently named 2024 Best Places to Work by the Philadelphia Business Journal. The Phillies and Eagles trust NovaCare, so can you. NovaCare, the power of physical therapy.
All right, 215-592-9494 for you to join the program today. Two different Twitter poll questions of the day, both brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. And at Armin Chevrolet, you'll be seeing pink all month long as they honor survivors and remember those that have passed away. Always, we all hope for a cure. All of us do. ArminChevy.com. All right, first poll question. Dodgers win the World Series last night. James, what's your reaction, by the way? Dodgers win the World Series.
I'm really happy about it. I wanted them to win. I wanted the Yankees to lose. And, if nothing else, I hope it puts some pressure on the Phillies. I hope they see this and say, look, that's the team we've been battling with year after year. That's the standard. And guess what? They just won the World Series, so let's put some pressure on the Phillies.
Yeah, all right, so here's the Twitter poll question, and people can weigh in on your reaction to the Dodgers. My main reaction, unfortunately, was just I was bummed because I wanted to keep going. I thought it was a pretty fascinating series.
Yeah, for a five-game series,
right?
It felt a lot more entertaining and
compelling.
Close.
Compelling.
That three of the four games were super close.
No question. All right, so here's the question today related to the Dodgers, related to the Phils. Does the Dodgers winning the World Series after losing in the divisional round the last 2 years, which, by the way, is the round the Phillies lost in, does that give you extra hope or belief that the Phils can win the World Series next year?
No.
Yes or no? So I'm curious where people come in on that one. Second poll question. Do you think Nick Sirianni's a good coach? Again, yes or no. You can vote at Sports Radio WIP on Twitter. So speaking of Sirianni, you know, the Eagles have this web show that they put out, and in it they feature audio of different things, including Sirianni dressing the Gus. So I want to play a piece
Man,
of audio.
That is a hold on, that is a tough question.
The Phillies one?
No.
The Eagles one?
Do you think Nick Sirianni is a good coach? Because that's different than what we're talking about.
It's different.
Like, the way that I feel about Nick Sirianni is very different, and I feel positive in a lot of ways. That doesn't mean I think he's a good coach.
I understand, John. No, this is why we ask the tough questions. We're Mike Wallace around here. Was it Mike Wallace? I always get Mike Wallace.
It was Mike Wallace, yeah.
Safer. And Mike Douglas. I get those
Mike
two confused.
Mike Wallace. It
By the
was
way,
Mike Wallace.
Do you guys know the hardest?
This is Morley Safer.
Well, that's right. The gutsiest question ever asked, ever by an interviewer, was asked by Mike Wallace. Do any of you know what
was
it was?
Is that like a world leader?
Yes.
Like really? Like,
yes.
Like why are you like a spot killer?
He went to the Ayatollah.
Yasser Arafat?
No. He went to the Ayatollah during the hostage situation, went to the Ayatollah, and he says, there are some people that think you are a, you know, madman. So, like, are you? It was, and he could have been taken hostage. Like, this was during the hostage crisis. And he went there and
That's
was like,
incredible.
But he did do the, he couched it with the, some people say.
Yeah, oh yeah, I love that. I always love that.
I'm sure that
Not me.
I would never say that. Yeah.
Some people say you're a madman, are you? It was something like that. All right, 215.
My friend told me.
My friend.
Yeah. I hear on the street from people, you're a madman. So are you? All right, here's the deal. Let's get to Sirianni. And you can weigh in on whether he's a good coach, and I'm fascinated how people will respond today. But I also want to play some audio, because the Eagles released this earlier this week, of Sirianni addressing the team. I have long thought that Sirianni's messaging makes a lot of sense on a lot of levels. I like the way he messages things. However, I have wondered if it gets old for the players. I know for us as fans it has gotten old.
I don't know that I
core
like
values.
The way he messages things.
Well, you're going to hear it in a moment.
I think the way he messages things, it's been problematic previously.
But don't you think it's generally rooted in wise stuff?
Sometimes, lately, he's said some things. Like, he said something in a speech or in the locker room the other day. Mm-hmm. The don't drink it. You know, the perfume, don't drink it thing. I thought it was awesome.
So did I
thought it was so witty and funny and memorable, and the kind of thing that those guys in that locker room, they will talk about, they will memorize because they want to use it themselves. It's going to register and hit home. That was cool.
I thought so too.
I was surprised.
Well, that's my point. I think he's got a lot of wisdom, but I wonder with
sometimes.
Here's the thing: when he goes back and over, and my dad in the high school, and my dad in my college,
I get worried.
And this and that, and then my dad in the high school, and my brothers, and it's like, and the core values. And by the way, did I mention core values? And by
and
the way, did I mention
hear,
core values?
This is the best in meeting coach
I know.
That Jason Kelce has ever seen. Then I hear Zach Ertz say he does something on the tape review that no coach I ever heard of or played for did. And I think is so great for holding guys accountable. He does things in a different way.
He does.
And in some ways that I've heard about, you know, behind closed doors, I think it's really effective.
Look, I think he's a pretty good coach, and it's taken me some time to get back there. Let's listen to Sirianni addressing the guys earlier this week, some messaging that the Eagles released on their website. Here it is.
On this sport, can you do it by yourself? You can't do it in this sport by yourself. It takes everybody. I can't be great without the greatness of others, period. Offense can't be great unless the defense is great. Defense can't be great unless the offense is great. I can't be great without the greatness of others. It always comes down to that, right? Sometimes you, sometimes me, always us. Sometimes you, sometimes me, always us. Together, team. It's always going to come down to detail. It's always going to come down to physicality, right, and toughness. And it's always going to come down to team. All right? That's what we've been building. Right, let's go take it to him.
All right, so that's Sirianni. John, you were in locker rooms for many years under many notable coaches. What's your reaction to that one?
I'm not a huge like speech like gonna be blown away by it guy, but I think that he's doing a really nice job. I think he's keeping it sort of close to the vest. Remember, a few weeks back, we thought this guy was nearly unhinged.
Oh,
like, he was going after people like in the stands and. since then, since the bye, he brought it all back in, and I like this composed version of Nick Sirianni. He's got tidbits of wisdom coming out after games like that. I thought the quote that we heard yesterday was one of the best and wittiest I've ever heard from a coach. Like, it was, and I hope we can hear it again. So great. That surprised me. Nick is surprising me and all of us, I think, to some degree, coming out of this bye.
All right.